Due to the COVID-19 outbreak and following guidance from the CDC, tonight's broadcast has been pre-recorded. Therefore, there will be no live phone calls this evening.
Welcome to your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment, presented by Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. Today, you will be blessed as you listen to God's prophet, Dr. Abiola Idowu, the presiding bishop of CREPA. That's Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway, Jacksonville, Florida. In CREPA, we have experienced the word-working wonders in the lives of the people. We have many testimonies, and today is your opportunity to receive fulfillment in your life. We know the most powerful technology ever is the Word of God. Faith will be born, and your life will never remain the same again. So please welcome Bishop Abiola Idowu.
Praise the name of Jesus. What a joy to be together again on this Hour of Fulfillment. This week is such an exciting thing for me to share the word of life with you and begin to see your life transformed, because that is the intention of the Almighty God. I want you to have an understanding that the word of God is not stories. The word of God is not a sermon. The word of God is a tool. God uses his word to fashion us according to his eternal plan, because that is the only one that he will back up anytime. God's word is for you to make a change. God's word is for you to get to where God designed your life to. In fact, that is the vehicle to take you to the promised land. And tonight, the word of the Lord is coming to you again, and your life will never remain the same again. But before we go into the word tonight, please let's join our faith together and have a word of prayer. Father, we thank you so much in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. We adore you. We magnify you. We celebrate you. You are awesome. You are wonderful. Thank you for the price paid on the cross of Calvary that brought us out of darkness to light. Thank you for washing us with your precious blood. Thank you for the inner cleansing, outer cleansing. Thank you for placing us on the platform of royalty. Receive all our praise in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we are asking, oh God, that your word will come with power tonight. Jesus, by the word of the living God, you will transform us. Jesus, I'm asking, oh God, by the anointing of the Holy Spirit, that you will speak your word through this tongue, and life will be changed and be transformed, and the world will be confirmed with miracles, signs, and wonders in the name of Jesus Christ. And we vow that we will return all the glory and all the praise to you, because you own it. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Now, I welcome you one more time from any platform you are watching from. I want to celebrate your life. I want to thank God for you, because this is the moment your life is going to touch God's fire, and it will just begin to shine from glory to glory. Now, I'm still sharing with you the force of victory, the force of victory, because the life we live right now without victory, life will be naturally boring. Frustration sets in, because everyone wants to be successful. Everyone wants to have victory. Everyone wants to win the battle of life. In fact, people want to be in charge of circumstances and situations that confront them in life. So there is a need for everyone to have an understanding of how God is thinking about them. When you begin to think and have the mind of Christ, you have the mind of God inside of you, you begin to live the same way God will have lived if he's here on the earth, because you know what to do, how to do it, button to press, and things to do. So I want to get set. God is going to be instructing you and I tonight, and your life will take a new turn in the mighty name of Jesus. Listen, since we are called into victory and not to defeat, there is a need to know what is needed to be done to be victorious in life. Now, I saw from the picture of the scripture that we are called to victory, and our victory is supposed to be unquestionable. Now, watch this. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse number 57, it said, "But thanks be to God, which giveth us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." So, our victory is a gift. thanks be to God, we gave it us victory. Now, God can give you victory and take away your victory and give you a defeat. Now, listen, God can give you a victory and Satan take it away from you with your two eyes open. You won't allow that. But if you don't know that you have been given victory, you may be meddling with defeat and be thinking it's part of your life. Listen to this. When you know that victory is your portion, you revolt against defeat in life. I saw from my Bible, 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 14, 2 Corinthians 2, 14, the Bible says, now thanks be unto God, which always, not sometimes, that's strange, which always, I have seen a lot of people think, I mean, we can be successful all the time, sometimes somebody go down. No, you don't have to. You don't have to. Now, does that mean challenges of life won't come? Oh my God, when challenges of life comes, you know the person to press so that you can overcome it. In fact, if there are no challenges of life, I don't think you are living here. The challenges of life is a proof that you are living. If it is not there, living will be naturally boring. He said, but now, thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ. So that means in Christ Jesus, there is no defeat. He said, and make it manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place. So it is the knowledge of Christ that brings triumph. It is not because you're smart. Let me tell you, we have seen people that are rich. We have seen people that think they are strong. And little things just flood them. One tiny demon, the whole world is running around for one. I said, somebody told me, he said it's a virus that doesn't have a head. I said, that's true. Because you can't even see what is running after you. Now, the world is running away from coronavirus. They can't even see. We cover our mouth. We look like ninjas sometimes. And now you begin to think, what's going on here? And yet, we can't see what we are running away from. But the Bible says, in Christ Jesus, that is triumph. We are caused to triumph always in Christ. Why? Because we are more than conquerors. We are more than conquerors. So you can't come in 2020 and say God has changed his mind. Now he's been dealing with people before we all came and God has not changed. Now they're forced because I have discovered people will triumph if they know what is necessary and what they must know and what they must do. And one of the most powerful force of victory in life is righteousness. Righteousness. It is the key for ruling and winning in life. Bible says, righteousness exalts the nation. Sin is a reproach to any people. That's Proverbs chapter 13, verse 34. Righteousness exalts a nation. Because that means with righteousness, you become unstoppable. You become invincible. Because without a right standing with God, life is a misery. Without a right standing with God, failure and reproaches in life is imminent. You can't escape the hand of the wicked one without a right standing with God. Now, it is lack of righteousness that brings sin consciousness, which is a killer of faith and confidence in God. When you are guilty in your mind, when you are guilty in your thought, there is no way you can take what belongs to you in God. Because you'll be thinking you are not qualified. Now, one thing I've discovered that the foundation for condemnation and inferiority complex before God is lack of righteousness. Without right standing in God, you will mess up all the time. Because even you yourself, you are an attack to yourself. Now, you will discover that before destruction came to Sodom and Gomorrah, the question God was asking Abraham was, I want to destroy this city. And Abraham said, peradventure, you can find 10 people. Will you still destroy it? And God said, if I find 10 people righteous in the land, I will not destroy it. That shows me that righteousness is a preservation. And Abraham was asking God, he said, will you destroy the righteous with the wicked? Now, righteousness makes you to know that 1,000 may fall on your side, 10,000 on your right hand, it shall never come near you because righteousness preserves. That's the way it works. Now, I was looking into the scripture And I discovered that there is something everyone is looking for, but they don't. I want to say this one. A lot of people don't even know what they are looking for. See this. What people think they are looking for is money. It's not money. Money is not their problem. Oh, yeah, if I have good health now, I'll be okay. No, good health is not the problem. Longevity is not the problem. What man is looking for is righteousness. I'm telling you, because you cannot be right with God and not get every other thing. If you are right with God, everything comes to you without your effort. Righteousness is boldness, is confidence before God without any inferiority at all. No guilt, no fear. You are living as if sin had never been. That's righteousness. You are too confident that any time you can knock the door of heaven, and they must, not they may, they must respond to you. Now, look at this. In Proverbs chapter 28 and verse 1, the Bible says, he said, the wicked flee when no man pursueth, but the righteous is as bold as lion. The righteous is as bold as a lion. So that means righteousness makes you to be bold. You just say it. People like us cannot die of cancer. You say it with such confidence because you are righteous. You are in God's presence. Oh my God, somebody need to hear this. You have this confidence that there is nothing the enemy can point to in your life why he had access to your destiny. Now, you will remember this. That before sin came into the garden, Adam and Eve were so bold before God. There was no thinking of it. It's so normal and natural. The Bible tells me that God will come in the cool of the day to the garden. And he will have a fellowship with them. Genesis chapter 3 verse 8 said, God will come in the cool of the day. He will talk with them. They will discuss with God. And they don't have any mind of let's pray. Because there is nothing they're going to pray about. Now, how do you pray to a God that is coming tomorrow? He's coming to the garden tomorrow in the night and you have fellowship. And I don't know how they measure it in those days, whether, I mean, it gets dark by 10 or by 4 or by 3. Now, those guys are just enjoying God as if they are in heaven. Now, after sin came into the garden, after Adam and Eve sinned against God, they started hiding themselves. The same God that they will go to and just hold on him and just have fellowship. Now he becomes a God they don't want to look at. They run away. In fact, the Bible said in Genesis chapter 3 verse 10, he said, and that was Adam that was speaking here. He said, I heard thy voice in the garden and I was afraid. Now listen, who taught him how to be afraid? Same consciousness. He said, I was afraid because I was naked and I hid myself. We need righteousness to come back to our lost position. We need righteousness to rule the forces of darkness. We need righteousness to take our inheritance back. We need righteousness to regain our equality with God. And the good news is God has made righteousness available independent of our effort and actions and works. He knew that there is no man in the flesh that can get righteousness for himself based upon God's own standard of righteousness. Watch this. The Bible says in Romans chapter 5 and verse 17, you are going to enjoy this teaching tonight. He said, for if by one man's offense, death reigned by one. He said, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. Now, we saw from that scripture that righteousness was imputed as a gift. It is not of works. No, God knew you cannot be connected to the same level of glory and authority that God put inside man without righteousness, and there is nothing you can do to earn it yourself. So God made righteousness available on his own volition, independent of the effort. So it became a gift, not by effort. If you don't, now it's not, it's a gift, it's not by effort, but it comes to you, reside in you by faith. Without faith, because it's too big. Now listen, before the law came, before the law came to the children of Israel, you discover that Abraham was righteous before the law came. And he was not righteous because of anything he has done for God. He was righteous because he believed God. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 15, verse 6, the Bible says, and he believed in the Lord, and he counted it to him for righteousness. In other words, it was imputed into the life of Abraham as righteousness. So now, Abraham was not called the son of God. Abraham was called the friend of God. Why? Righteousness of the Almighty was imputed into him. Why? He believed in some unusual stuff. He believed when there was no hope. The Bible says he believed hope against hope. He trusted God despite the fact that it made no sense. Now, when you trust God when it had no sense, make no sense. I can't have coronavirus, period. Amen. Now, you just say, I will live long, period. Amen. Why are you talking like that? You are too proud. No, I am just righteous. I'm believing God because of what he said, that with long life, he will satisfy me and he will show me his salvation. I know I won't carry sickness or disease because I know Jesus Christ already paid that price. Somebody was telling me the other time, I was just laughing. He said, you told me that each time anything happened to me, as you use my striped tissides. There is insecticide, yeah. That is striped tissides, the stripe of Jesus. And he said, I spray my body with the stripticide, and I just feel relieved. Now, listen. Now, there are too many things that God has given to us in Christ Jesus that you don't have to suffer if you don't want to. Now, Abraham returned to Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 to 28. Immediately, he had dominion, he was fruitful, he multiplied, he replenished, and he dominated. Now, he came to that level because of faith in what God said. Now, watch this. The same thing happened to you. Not only to Abraham, it happened to you. The Bible says he believed God. When you believe God, the same thing happened. Let me show you this quickly. In Romans chapter 4, then verse 23 and 24, see the word. He said, now it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him, but for us also, to whom it shall be imputed. You see that? If we believe on him that raised up Jesus, our Lord, from the dead. Verse 25. Who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. So when Abraham believed God, it was counted to him for righteousness, and Abraham became the friend of God. When you believe that Jesus Christ died and God raised him from the dead, he's counted into your account as righteousness, and you just become a child of the living God. Everything that is in Genesis 1:26 and 28 naturally comes into your life. It was imputed. Oh my God, somebody need to get this. It was imputed into Abraham. It's imputed into you also. Praise the name of Jesus. I said, praise the name of Jesus. Amen. Now, when you begin to operate in that level because of the death and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, fear and inferiority died a natural death. Amen. That's what the word says. You come out of inferiority complex. Boldness is imputed inside of you. You are now operating on the earth as if you are Christ. There is no difference between the physical Jesus that walked on the surface of the earth and you. You get that one? Listen, it was the unrighteousness of Adam that was imputed on humanity. That's why we started feeling guilty, sinful, and inadequate. None of us were there when Adam and Eve were eating the fruit. But when they finish eating it, we are the one feeling it. Wow. Let me show you the scripture here. In Romans chapter 5, verse 12. Romans 5:12. It says, wherefore, by one man sin, by one man, sin entered into the world, and death by sin. And so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. By one man. The one man is talking about here is Adam. Mm-hmm. It was Adam. Adam sinned, and we are the one that carried the effect. Now, by one man obedience, by the obedience of Jesus, righteousness is imputed into you. So why should you believe in the sin that was imputed and you don't believe in the righteousness that was imputed? The truth of the matter is you are righteous because you believe Jesus Christ died for you. His righteousness is imputed inside of you for supernatural manifestation of your dominion on the earth, because that is God's divine agenda for everyone that believes. You get that? Now, what do I do right now? They use your authority. That's it. Use your authority, because righteousness brings you into divinity. Oh my God. It brings you into equality with Elohim. Oh. Now, there are things that I discover that church need to master. Friend, don't mind me. It's like as you jump. Now, that's why the city is too small for me. Now, watch this. Now, when God was introducing man, he introduced this man as if he had equality with him. Genesis 1:26. See it. Let's read it together. He said, and God said, let us make man in our image. Image is the exact picture of the original. Watch this. And our likeness. That means they begin to behave like us. And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creepy thing that creepeth upon the earth. So equality with the Elohim started with God. It didn't start with man. It's not an act of pride. That is the intention. It was the fall of man that brought inferiority. But when Jesus Christ came, he brought total restoration. He brought every one of us back to what we missed. You get that? We are back to the place of honor and dignity. Now, Paul the apostle was writing, and he said it this way. In Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 11 to 13, he said, wherefore remember that ye be in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called circumcision in the flesh made by hands. Okay? He said that at that time you were without Christ. Ye were without Christ. You have no anointing. He said, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and stranger from the covenant of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. That was then. See what happened now. But now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. So by the redemption that we received through our Lord Jesus Christ, everything had been completely restored. Now we were uncircumcised. Right now, we are circumcised in the spirit. So because we are circumcised in the spirit, no Goliath can mess us up. Goliath can represent anything. It can be sickness, it can be disease. Whatsoever oppresses you is your Goliath. And God is saying that only the uncircumcised can be ruled by Goliath. Now, we have been circumcised because of the redemption, the price paid by the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, I was looking into Galatians chapter 6, verse 15 and 16. He said, for in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creature. Now, you remember that before God make that link with Abraham, God have to tell Abraham, we need to enter into a covenant. They entered into a covenant, and God said, this is going to be the deed, the sign that I'm in the covenant with you. You are going to circumcise yourself. And Abraham circumcised himself as a proof of the covenant. Now, in Christ Jesus, believing Jesus that he died and he rose from the dead is our circumcision. And when that is done, no Goliath. Now, listen, there are too many Christians that are too quiet. The uncircumcised is talking them down, frustrating their lives, and they receive it because they don't know what is in store for them. David will never keep quiet.
He didn't have the weapon, but he had the covenant.
Oh, come on, hear that.
He didn't have the weapon, but he had the covenant. You may not have anybody. You may have a very terrible beginning. Everybody deserted you. But you have a covenant with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now listen to this. He said in verse 16, and as many as walk according to this rule. You see that one? It's a rule. Only a few people are obeying the rule. He said, peace be on them. Shalom. Nothing missing. Nothing is broken. Be on them. And mercy. And upon the Israel of God. Now that you are born again, something new has started in your life. Paul the apostle knew this. And he said something. And in those days, I used to say, wow. Because he was speaking at his head in 2 Corinthians chapter 7 and verse 2. He said, receive us. We have wronged no man. We have corrupted no man. We have defrauded no man. And I said, you mean that, Paul? That you have never wronged no man? What of Stephen? The guy, you guys stoned to death? Now, let's see. What's the bishop saying? Let's read it. In Acts chapter 8, verse 1 to 3. And Saul was consenting unto his death. And at that time, there was a great persecution against the church, which was at Jerusalem. And they were all scattered abroad throughout the region of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. The devout men carried Stephen to burial and made great lamentation over him. As for Saul, which was Paul, okay, he made havoc of the church, entering into every house, and any men and women committed them to prison. This same man said, I have wronged no man. Why? Because when you are in Christ Jesus, the old things is gone. Therefore, if any man is in Christ Jesus, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. Now, the same way Paul said, I have wronged no man. The same way you have wronged no man. God is not a God of double standard. You have wronged no man. So because you wrong no man, take authority over sickness. Take authority over poverty, diseases, affliction. Tell the devil, I am now the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. You can't deal with me the way you used to. Amen. The story have changed. Right. In those days you come, you knock my door and I'm shaking. Now when you knock my door, you'll be shaking. Right. You'll be shivering from your inside. Why? Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Galatians chapter 5 verse 1 said, he says, so Christ, in New Living Translation, he said, so Christ has truly set us free. Now make sure that you stay free and don't get tied up again in slavery to the law. God wants you to know oppression must go. Frustration must go. And tonight I'm bringing you to the reality of what Jesus Christ has already done for you on the cross of Calvary. You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. It doesn't matter who is looking at you and looking down on you. You are righteous. Amen. And you have to be telling yourself every day, every minute, I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Darkness, you don't have a place here. Premature death, you can't touch people like us. In the mighty name of Jesus, whatsoever this righteous man lay hands on, he shall prosper. Because righteousness exalts. It is sin that brings reproach. And when you are righteous and you know it, play your righteousness. Live as a righteous people live. And that will help you, because the moment you are living according to the word of God, it's so easy to live that way. I'm going to be praying for you right now. And I'm going to release the power of God upon your life by the authority that is in the name of Jesus. And everything that holds you bound is going to be destroyed. Because I know I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, and the authority of Jesus is on my lips. I decree right now by the authority that is in the name of Jesus, everything that is contrary to joy, everything that is contrary to peace, everything that is contrary to soundness, I command you in the name of Jesus, begin to drop off the life of these precious people. Everyone under the sound of my voice, I decree by the anointing of the Holy Ghost, whatsoever you lay your hands upon shall prosper from today. In the name of Jesus, I decree by the authority, by the anointing of the Holy Ghost, enough is enough. Every Everything that say no to your rising, everything that say no to favor, I destroy it right now in the name of Jesus. For the word says, every tree that is not planted by my Father shall be hindered. Whatsoever is not planted by Jesus that is thriving in your life, I cut them down to the root in the name of Jesus. Healing in your body. I say healing in your finances. Healing in your home. Receive it in the name of Jesus. I call it done. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Adventure, you just say, wow, I got it. Now, you need to know, except you are born again, the fulfillment of God's plan will not come to fruition. Why don't you just pray this prayer with me? Simple prayer, and it will be a brand new day for you. Say, Father, I thank you because you love me. You died for me. On the third day, you resurrected. Father, from today, I believe in my heart and I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ died, and on the third day, he resurrected. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Live your life through me. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. That is a new beginning. And I'm telling you, we're going to see some explosion tomorrow service. I can't wait. And Pastor John, now, come on, take it over for me. Oh, wow. Come on. Something is happening here. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
We are mightily thank you, Lord blessed. Jesus. I want to take this time to just welcome our listening audiences. We thank you so much for tuning in. This is your hour of destiny fulfillment with Dr. Abiola Idowu from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. We're located at 7171 Arlington Expressway. Now, we certainly want to invite you to come out to our services tomorrow morning. Yes, we have two services. The first service is an early service, and it starts at 8 a.m. So if you get up early, come out and worship with us. The second service is at 10 a.m. So if you get up late, come out and worship with us. Either way, we want you to come out and worship with us at Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, 7171 Arlington Expressway. Now, if you can't make it out, you can still catch us online. Yes, you can follow us on Facebook at Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, and you can also pick us up on YouTube at the Dominion Network. Both of those services are at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. Now, if you need a ride, that's no problem. Just give us a call. We'll be happy to come and pick you up. The number to call for a ride is area code 904-646-8210. That number to call for a ride again is area code 904-646-8210. Give us a call and we'll be happy to come and pick you up. Now, tomorrow's service, wow, that's a service that you're not going to want to miss, I'm telling you. And we're going to talk to Bishop about that service when we come back. But right now, we're getting ready to take a praise break. So stay with us. We'll be back after. We are back with your hour of destiny fulfillment with Dr. Abiola Idowu from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. We're located at 7171 Arlington Expressway. Now, we want to invite you to come out to our services tomorrow morning. Yes, you have an open invitation to come out to our service tomorrow morning. Our first service is an early service. It starts at 8 a.m. and the second service starts at 10 a.m. If you need a ride, no problem. Just give us a call. We'll be happy to come and pick you up. The number to call for a ride is area code 904-646-8210. That number to call again for a ride is area code 904-646-8210. 8210. Now, tomorrow's service is a service you don't want to miss. So if you can't make it out, be sure to follow us on Facebook at Christ Resurrection Power Assembly or on YouTube at the Dominion Network. Now, Bishop, we have a lot to talk about. Yeah. Because tomorrow's service, oh my goodness, it's our covenant day of elevation. Our covenant day of elevation. That sounds like we're going to be lifted.
That's it. That's
so,
it.
Yes. So, Bishop, I mean, you have to tell us about that.
Now, thank you, Pastor. Now, every one of us need to have an understanding that you cannot be a child of God and you live a low life.
Yes.
I mean, your father is the most high. Your destiny cannot be low. It's not just possible. Now, you are brought to royalty.
Yes.
And everybody wants to have this understanding. And I can't just wait to see people see that. That there is a way that God has designed in the kingdom of God that every kingdom citizen must engage so that you can bring in divine intervention into your life. Now, and tomorrow's service, God will begin to show us the button to press to go to that level. Now, if you don't have an understanding of that thing that you need to do, you will put yourself just in the army, and the devil will just begin to triumph on nothing. Now, tomorrow's service, God is just saying, you have stayed too long on the same spot. He's going to change your story. Listen to this. When God lifts you, no man can pull you down.
Amen.
He is a lifter. So tomorrow's service, yes. Get ready. I see.
Yes, that's tomorrow's service, Bishop. I don't want to live a low life. Tomorrow's service is our covenant day of divine elevation. And praise we want to God. See you there. That's the early service at 8 a.m. And our second service starts at 10 a.m. Now it's time for us to go into that wonderful segment that we call the moment of change. And to take us right into it is Pastor Christian. Pastor Christian, how are you tonight?
I am blessed and I am highly favored. And, you know, this is a moment of change. And, you know, it's a segment that comes after the word is preached. So, you know, my thing is the word. Being in the atmosphere where the word is preached is no other place you want to be or I want to be, Pastor Jen, than that place. Yes. Because where the word is, there is life.
Mm-hmm.
Where the word is, there is joy.
Mm-hmm.
Because that word was, that is the dwelling place of the Father. The Father, he said, in the beginning was the Word. That Word was with God. That Word, if it was with God, God is still the same yesterday, today, forever.
That's it.
So God is still with that Word, and that Word never changed. So where that Word is, I always want to be present.
Amen.
Because there is
Amen.
Fullness of joy. So I thank the Lord for my Father and the Lord who is, you know, dedicated his life to be part of this Word broadcasting. He has said, look, people, there are people who market things that are made in this world. There are products, people who are on the radio, they promote products that have been sold in the supermarket. But he said, look, I am going to promote this product that liberates men. The product that will give people breakthrough. A product that is never going to diminish its value. That is the word of God. So I thank the Lord for him for dedicating such a life to share the information about this product that never, ever grow old.
Never.
It never destroys. It's never. This is a product that lives forever. Amen. That's the word of God.
The
so,
word
sir,
of God.
I thank the Lord for you. Amen. It's an opportunity for us to always remember that you are a blessing to this generation.
Thank you.
I thank the Lord that we have you as part of our life in this generation. And if you are listening, this is the moment of change. He just preached a word. And now we want to have that word applied to our lives. And maybe you are listening and you say, man, this is a moment I want to look at my life and change it. So this is the series, The Force of Victory. You know, it's loaded. And I thank the Lord for it because, you know, for us to hear words like righteousness, it being imputed into life. Somebody might be listening to this program earlier and say, man, you know, if you can only believe God, then righteousness is automatically imputed to you.
Mm-hmm.
Because that is a reality that somebody might not understand, but it might be the first time. Righteousness, as you say it every time, it's the right standing with God. And so that is a concept. I want to be on the right side of God because that's the right place to be. The right side of God, it's the right place to be. Because then you have tremendous advantage in every area. But here is what I wanted to say. You know, today we might say, believe in God, it's righteous. People have heard the word of God. They believe it. But then they will step back in life the sooner the word is not in preach. What am I saying? We go to church, they hear the word. As they are listening, they quickly believe that word. But it doesn't have deep root. Mm-hmm. And so there is a challenge when circumstances are happening. They are the ones that will face adverse situation because the enemy knows that if you don't have root in righteousness, then he is going to deal with you. He deals with these lives in different ways. So now people are looking at the life, well, I'm a believer. Well, this is happening to me. This is happening to me. So this is the moment of change. I want to ask one or two questions. 1 John chapter 3, verse 7 says, let no man deceive you that he that doeth righteousness is righteous. Mm-hmm. So that tells us righteousness is not only believing, it's a way of life. It's mm-hmm. an act. You do it. He that doeth righteousness is righteous. Mm-hmm. Help us understand this because, you know, you can believe the word of God and it doesn't have root in you. But if you become, as 1 John 3, 7 said, if you become a doer of righteousness, then it becomes a way of life. I stand corrected, but help us understand this because it is a position that you want to be. Not only believing, but be it a way that you live. Because as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Mm. Out of the abundance your mouth will speak, and you will act differently.
The point is that you cannot believe it and not do it. That's the point. The people that just, like the scripture you just quoted right now, he that doeth righteousness is righteous. What Bible verse is talking about is this. If you know that you are the righteousness of God, do what righteous people do. That's it.
And I don't want to cut this off. Yeah. I just want us, because somebody want to understand this part.
Yeah.
Okay, how do I do?
That's what I want to say.
Please.
Yeah.
Because
that's exactly what I want to say.
These are things that we want to know.
You see, the point is this. If you know you are righteous because the word says it. Now, because what people are thinking when they talk about righteousness is they think it is what I do or what I don't do. No, that's not it. Now, righteousness is imputed because your best you can ever do, God says, is thy filthy rags. So you are no more depending on you, but you are depending on, you see, when we talk about believing, we are not just talking about just believing anything. We are talking about believing Jesus Christ as the righteousness of God, the one that died and rose from the dead, then that is what convert righteousness into your life. Now, I'm now righteous. What does righteous people do? Righteous people don't lie. Righteous people pay tithe. Righteous people serve God. So when the Bible says, now you are not serving God to be righteous. No. You are serving God because you are righteous. You understand what I'm saying? You are tithing. You are not tithing to be righteous. A lot of people say, when I tithe very well, then I'll be righteous. No. Your tithe can never make you righteous. But righteous people tithe. Why? They just know it's a way of life. Take, for example, you are driving. Now, drivers must have a driver's license. You see, if you are driving and you don't have a driver's license, you are caught, you put yourself in trouble. Now, drivers must have a driver's license. Now, righteous people do what righteous people, what they do. Now, Abraham was called righteous. Now, what was he doing? He believed God.
That's right.
Now, he believed God to an extent that what is going on in his life was no more a concern. The Bible says he had hope against hope. Mm.
Now, he went ahead and he said, he considered not his body, now dead, not the deadness of Sarah's womb. He was giving glory to God. So that's what righteous people do. Mm,
that's right. Well, this righteousness that we're talking about, sir, that we are so righteous, you know, and the world looks at us as believers. When we say that we are righteous, they look at us in disdain. But you have to believe what the scripture said. Yeah. The scripture said that Jesus Christ, he did away with the law, and righteousness was to those that believe. Mm-hmm. So the scriptures are simple to us. But, you know, being that we have an enemy, he tried to make everything that God says of none effect. You know, so we have to believe what the word says in order to be righteous. Mm-hmm. Amen?
Yeah. It's, okay, go ahead.
So when you know, people that are listening tonight to us, and this, you know, we are righteous because the word says so, not because of what we do. We are righteous because the word says so. Mm-hmm. And that's what we have, is the word to live by. This is the only thing that we are governed by, is the word of God.
Okay. Amen? Let me just throw a light here. Now, under the Old Testament or the Old Covenant, there are things you must do to be righteous.
Yes.
Now, and that's why God gave them laws. A lot of people think it's Ten Commandments. No, it's more than 365. Right. Now, and when you do that, they look at you as a righteous man. Mm. And unfortunately, there is nobody in the flesh that can keep the 365 laws in a day. Mm-hmm. Now, and God knew that without that, he can't bless you. You can't get to the level of divine blessing and righteousness. So God gave the righteousness in spite of the fact that you can't fulfill all those laws. So now that, in fact, when you know you are righteous, there is a boldness and joy inside of you to do what righteous people do.
No matter what.
A lot of people, you see the problem, that hey, this person just slides into this. The person didn't understand righteousness.
Exactly.
I'm telling you, listen to this. Now, this, look at Pastor Clarence. You putting on something white.
Yes.
Now, if your pant is white, mm-hmm. and your shirt is white, now you want to be very careful of where you sit.
That's right.
Why? It's going to be stained. Now, I'm putting on a black pant.
Yes.
I may not bother myself much. Mm-hmm. But you will bother. If you check everywhere. Mm-hmm. Now, when you are righteous and you know it,
it
takes you, in fact, naturally, without anybody putting pressure on you, you look at where you go, what you do, what you say, because righteous people do. You see, there is something inside of you that is pushing you to do the things that are right.
That's it. Wow.
So we thank the Lord for you, and this is a moment of change, and we always want the word to apply to you as you listen, because this is one moment that we look at our lives and say, well, does this relate to me? Does this connect to me? Does this matter for me? Yes, it does. What my Father and the Lord just said is that, look, righteousness is indeed imputed when you believe. But what he says is righteousness then becomes a way of life now, meaning that he knows that righteous people, they'll pay tithes. Righteous people, they serve God.
Mm-hmm.
They go where God is word.
They go to church.
God's word is preached. That's right. He said they go where God's word is preached. They fellowship. They do not forsake the assembly of the brethren.
Yeah.
Regardless of corona or coronavirus or pandemic, he said they do not forsake the assembly of the brethren. That's what righteous people do.
Yeah.
So if you are listening, look at your life. Maybe you have been away from the fellowship of the brethren. You want to have this opportunity to look at your life and say, man, I need to be where God's word is preached. Because I want that righteousness. I believe. And so it's an opportunity to look at this as a moment for you to change something. And Pastor Jen, we want to invite someone to look at this moment of change as an instrument to steer you in the right direction. Because we do have two services. So there is a service in the morning. There's a service, two services. In fact, there is a campus in Orange Park.
Yes.
So what we are saying to you is, Hey, righteous people don't lay in the bed on Sunday morning. They go to church. They fellowship. Am I right, Pastor?
That's it. That's it.
Thank you so much. That was your moment of change with Dr. Abiola Idowu, Pastor Christian, and the Fulfillment Family. What an awesome, awesome discussion. Yes, Pastor Christian was inviting you out to our services tomorrow morning, and we want you to come. We want you to come out to 7171 Arlington Expressway. That's Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. Now, our services are early in the morning at 8 a.m. That's the first service. And then we have our second service at 10 a.m. Come out and worship with us. And if you're in the Orange Park or Middleburg area or the surrounding areas, you can come out and worship with us at Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, Orange Park. Yes, we have an Orange Park campus, and our address is 1670 Wells Road, Suite 104. That address again is 1670 Wells Road, Suite 104, Orange Park, Florida. Now, we're located directly next to the Rose Grocery Store. We're actually directly next door to the Rose Grocery Store. Come out and worship with us, and you'll be mightily blessed. So now, Bishop, it's time.
Yeah.
It's time for us to take a moment. We're going to just take a moment, and we're going to brag about the goodness of God in the lives of his people. And tonight, we have an awesome testimony.
Come on,
go ahead. My goodness. Now, this testimony is literally from someone who heard us on the radio.
On the radio.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Somebody that heard us on the radio. Now, we have a sister that testified. She says she heard you on the radio.
Praise the Lord.
And she was listening to Praise 107.9.
Wow.
That is so awesome. But she said that she was having so many issues in her life. She had had some, you know, she had been shot before. She didn't have any income. She had some illnesses. She had all kind of things that was going wrong with her. But she says, and I'm going to read what she says. She says, "Your church changed my life.
Praise
Your church changed my life.
Thank you,
I found
Jesus.
Courage and deepened my faith in God. I began studying and learning how to really pray next level."
Wow.
Next level. Oh, that is so awesome.
Wow.
That is so awesome, Bishop.
Wow.
I'm telling you the truth.
Wow.
What a testimony when someone can hear the word. Mm. Because, you know, the word goes out over the airways.
Mm-hmm.
And it does what God sends it to
do. That's it.
And she can hear it, and she can testify that it literally changed her life.
That's it.
You
see, now, as you are listening tonight, I know God is sending a word to you. Look at that testimony of this wonderful sister. She had the word, and the word changed everything. There's so much that this lady shared in that testimony that he sent to us. And in fact, what that testimony does is that he has already engaged me in praying for her.
Amen.
Yeah, because God is going to do everything. He's going to, I'm telling you, when you share your testimony, you are not giving glory to the man. You are giving glory to God.
Amen.
And then you put us in a place whereby we put you in our prayers. Amen. And we begin to trust the Lord for you. If God can do it for her, he can do it for you.
Amen.
God
will
change your story. God will perfect everything that concerns you. You too, I know you already had a testimony. Send your testimony to us. We will read it. We will rejoice with you. We will stand in faith with you. You can send it to media@crepa.org. And I know it that your testimony is next online.
Amen.
Praise
amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
Praise
what
the Lord.
An awesome testimony.
Wow.
That was truly, that. I mean, ooh. I'm telling you, when someone can say that, the ministry, just hearing the word.
The word.
Yes.
That means the word is doing what it's supposed to do.
I'm telling you. one thing is this.
Yes.
When the word is sent forth, it's like a tool, a spanner in the hand of a mechanic.
That's right.
It ties some things and loose some things.
Right.
So when you receive the word, you already engage in the manufacturer factory.
Yeah. Wow. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Amen. But Bishop, we have another awesome announcement.
Oh, come on. Go ahead. I can't wait to hear that.
Yes. You know it's that time. Yes. We're having the Dominion Celebration.
Wow.
Yes, the Dominion Celebration.
Yes. Wow.
And it kicks off next month, October. And I want you to save these dates. It's October the 21st, and that's a Wednesday. So it's going to start on a Wednesday night at 7 p.m., and it's going to run straight through till Sunday morning service.
Right.
Yes, and I'm telling you, each night, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday morning.
Yeah.
It's going to be 8 a.m. and 10 a.m.
Perfect.
Now, listen, Bishop is going to tell us about this because the theme
Yeah.
And what you can expect in this upcoming Dominion celebration. Bishop, take it away.
Now you want to just put me on to something. Now, you see, just pray for me that we end this one in time.
Hey, now.
Now, because it is living in the reality of kingdom influence. Oh. That is the theme of this Dominion celebration. Living in the reality of kingdom influence. Now, a lot of people don't know religion is an aberration. Mm-hmm. It is not God's plan for humanity. No. God don't start religion. Mm-hmm. Men start a religion because they are confused. Mm-hmm. God is all about his kingdom on the earth. And the citizens have characteristics and culture. Now, we got to 2020. We have forgotten that we are not just religious people, but kingdom people. We have forgotten about the culture. We have forgotten about the tradition that was set for us by the owner of his kingdom. So in this conference, God will begin to open our eyes to the culture. We are back to the Garden of Eden. Amen. We will practice the culture and we will see the manifestation. Can you just imagine? Adam and Eve complaining we don't have food. Mm. Can you just imagine? Mm. Adam and Eve complaining that we are sick. Mm. Can you just imagine? Adam and Eve complaining things are not working. Now, I'm talking about before they fell. Mm. Now, God wants everyone to know that there is something I told them. Mm. That is something I taught them that brought them into that until the time when they disobeyed me. Mm. Now, this meeting is going to open your eyes so that you can be back where you belong.
Amen. Amen. And that those dates are October the 21st through the 25th. Save those dates and you'll be mighty blessed. And you'll hear more about it as we go forth this month and into next month. Yeah. But I'm telling you, this is a meeting you don't want to miss. Now, Pastor Christian, if someone wanted to give to this ministry or sow a seed in this ministry, tell us how they can do it.
Absolutely. You know, the word of God is one that it says, the word is giving by the Lord, but great is the company that publishes that word. And so you listening, you might want to hear this as an opportunity. It's really meant to encourage you to partner in the broadcasting of the message of God. Because what that does is it opens doors for you. It blesses you. Anything you spend in this time, in this gospel, you receive hundredfold. That's a promise. It's a guarantee. And there is a way you can do it. It's safe, quick, and secure. You text GIVE AND BE BLESSED, one word, to this number, 73256. It is very safe. You can use your credit card. You can use your debit card. It's quick and secure. It doesn't retain any of that information. You go in and you plant your seed, and you can plant any amount. Text in the word GIVE AND BE BLESSED, one word, to 73256. Also, if you are someone that is Cash App enabled on your phone, you have the app for Cash App, you can use Cash App by using the $ CREPA, CREPA, the $CREPA. It gives you also a safe process of planting a seed to CREPA. No amount is too small. And you can also go to the website, which is www.crepa.org, and scroll down to the radio program and be able to plant your seed. But the most important one that we want you to use is come in person. If you're in Jacksonville and the surrounding, come in person to 7171 Arlington Expressway. And we have two services, at 8 o'clock and 10 o'clock service on Sunday. Come and bring it with you. And, you know, we will be there. You know, and also there is a campus in Orange Park. Pastor John would love to meet with you and say, I am blessed to see you in person. So we want to use all these avenues. But the most important thing is be part of the broadcasting. Partner with us.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Christian. Bishop, back to you for the final word.
Yeah, I believe so strongly that God has blessed you with the broadcast tonight. I want to see you tomorrow. There is a word that the Lord has laid upon my heart to share with you personally as a person. Listen to this end time,
The only thing that will make the world know that Jesus is Lord is because of the demonstration of power and glory of God upon your life. Amen. And you don't want to deny yourself of that. And tomorrow's service, 8 a.m. and 10 a.m., is the time God has sent for you to change your life forever. See you there.
Amen. Amen. So, wow, thank you, Bishop. Now, time is far spent, so we got to get out of here. We'll be back next Saturday, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m., so we'll see you next week. Until then, remain blessed, and remember, Jesus is alive.
If you need prayer, you can still call 904-646-8210, and one of the Crepper prayer counselors will be happy to pray with you over the phone.
You've been listening to your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment with Bishop Abiola Idowu from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway, Jacksonville, Florida. Our worship times are Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. and a second service at 10 a.m., also on Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. For more information, please call area code 904-646-8210. 8210. We will see you next Saturday at 7 p.m. Until then, remain blessed. Jesus is Lord.